B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's the Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
Melissa's a pimp. How's it feel?
Apparently, I didn't know I was a pimp either.
Melissa's out here pimping people.
I'm really not.
She's a matchmaker and she doesn't even know it.
Right, not on purpose anyway.
This is such a 2019 social media story. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So someone that I know reached out to me over the weekend. It's not like a friend of mine, but it's just somebody I know through social media.
Mm-hmm.
And she DM'd me on Instagram and was like, hey, this guy DM'd me and I was wondering if you could vouch for him. And I was like, okay, who's the guy? So she screenshotted his profile and sent it to me. I was like, I don't know this guy. Like, he didn't even look familiar. I'm like, I don't even know his name. His name doesn't sound familiar.
He's not even like on that level of friends of like looking familiar through like as like a...
No.
Really?
Because I have a lot of social media friends that I know through social media only.
Where you
but
don't
when
know
I see
their real names, but you're like, oh, you're like VKM whatever 6969.
Exactly. So when I see him in person, if I ever meet him, oh yeah, I know you from Facebook. A lot of people. So I went on the guy's profile and he legit has 5 posts. Red flag. That's when you know right there that someone is a fake. When they have, like, I would say under 20 posts, I would definitely be like, okay, something's up. So I asked her what the correlation is between him and me. And she's like, oh, well, he started DMing me. And when I asked him how he found me, he said, well, I'm new to the area. And I've been going on Melissa from the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9's Instagram and following, like, the women that follow her.
What?
Romero, I'm not lying to you. This is a real story. And she was like, wait a minute. So you know her? And now he didn't answer the question. He just said, small world. So I'm like, hold on a second. Now, this is the only person I've heard from. Imagine how many other people he's doing this to. And is he telling them that he's friends with me? What is he saying our relationship is? It's so bizarre to me. And I told her, I said, listen, if you continue talking to this guy, you're doing it at your own risk because I don't know him. I have no idea. I've never seen him before in my life. So use your best judgment.
Mm-mm-mm.
So here's the kicker. She ended up blocking him after I told her what I told her.
Yeah.
And then when I went to go back and look at his profile, he had blocked me.
Now he's mad at you?
That was mad. This invisible person who I don't
he
know.
He used you and then blocked you.
Am I the queen? Like, I feel like people block me for no reason all the time. Evelyn Lozada from Basketball Wives blocked me years ago. I have no idea why.
Why did he pick you randomly to go through your
Romero.
Friends list?
I have no idea.
Was he a good... Did you see his picture? Was he a good-looking dude?
He looked like a good-looking guy. I mean, you know, he looked like he was an army guy. He has a dog.
So he goes to all of your people, but he doesn't try to get with you.
No.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much to this that's crazy.
He's like, Melissa's out of my league. But if I can get a friend of hers, it's almost like I'm going out with Melissa.
Here's the deal. So if anybody out there has been getting DMs from some dude saying he knows me, it's not true.
I mean, don't
fall for it.
The guy's so freaking honest, though. Like, that's... He's like, I've been going through Melissa from Hot 96.9.
She screenshotted the conversation, sent it to me. So I have the conversation she had with him. So she's not lying.
Wow.
He legit said, I went to Melissa from the Get Up Crew on 96.9's friend list to find you.
Pebbles, who would have thought that nice looking army guys with dogs would be a little weird?
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.